praise
for
you.
This day, my God.
Yes, Father.
And Lord, help Rich in this blessing, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Father. You speak to him, my Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You.
And your will be done, and let us have heart to take it, and let's have understanding, my God.
Thank you,
Thy will be done in the lesson and at regular church also, my God. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. All right. Mm-hmm. Name above all names.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Every knee shall bow, every tongue confess. Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Isn't that amazing? Every tongue will confess. Mm-hmm. Every tongue. There's not one that won't.
Mm-hmm.
Every tongue.
Every means all.
All. Mm-hmm. All means all.
Complete. Mm-hmm.
Complete. Mm-hmm. Then God becomes all in all.
Yes.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. All righty. Well, let's, you know, we've read through this, so I just have a couple things I want to highlight, see where we go with this. And I kind of first wanted to start off with, you know, like, just verse 5. I mean, just all through it, you know, it's there's so many names of the Lord in this psalm. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got my God, you've got O Lord, you've got O Lord God of hosts, you got God of Israel, you've got another O Lord, you got just God, then again my God.
I've got, O Lord God Almighty.
Yeah, O Lord God Almighty, for God is my defense. You've got, O Lord, our shield. You know, you just keep going through there, and it's like, man, there's a lot of references to God and the nature of God and who God is, all in one psalm. Just amazing. Mm-hmm. I just picked a couple out. I've got Jehovah. Of course, we've all heard Jehovah, and Elohim is the other one. And, you know, you've probably done word studies before, but Jehovah is the existing one, the one true God. But what I really liked about this word Jehovah is it means to dwell.
Yeah.
To dwell. And it says... And I like this too. It says, to come into being. To come into being. We're talking about the word Jehovah. It means to dwell and to come into being. And I like this. To become.
Yeah.
To become. You know, Jesus, his high priestly prayer, one of the last things he prayed was, Father, make them one. As you and I are one.
Yes.
You know. So we are to become one with the Father. Whew. What an honor. I mean, does it get any better than that? So, you know, I never really studied too much into that word Jehovah, and I like that to dwell. He, you know, if we're dwelling together, we're one. We're one.
Yes.
If we're coming into his being, then we become the Father, and the Father becomes us, right?
Yes.
Whew,
yes.
I might get thrown out of some churches saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're off the deep end. Huh? You're off the deep end.
Way off. Okay. Yeah. What time is it today? 10 o'clock. But yeah, I just love that. I just, you know, because we always talk about Christ in us and us in Christ, but it even to the point of dwelling in that. I mean, 24/7, just dwelling in his presence and in his being, you know. And whoa, it's just really exciting.
Yes.
Then I went to the word Elohim, and it's funny because both definitions agree, the true God. You know, Jehovah says the one true God. Elohim says the true God. And then, wow, then you keep breaking it down. It's ram as a sacrifice.
Yes, and that's what he was.
Yeah. I mean, you know, with Isaac and Abraham, type and shadow of Jesus. Mm-hmm. I mean, I just love these words. Anyway, it also means doorpost, jams, you know, on the door. A mighty tree. And it refers to the terebinth tree, which is used to make turpentine. And what do we use turpentine? Back in the day before we had latex paint, we'd have to clean up with turpentine.
That's true.
Right?
Yes.
So that's where they get turpentine from, the terebinth tree. So anyway, I just thought that was interesting. I just wanted to kind of start with that. Okay, if you don't have anything up to verse 9, we'll just get jumping through this thing and get to verse 9. So if anybody have anything from 1 to 9, let's say. If you have anything from 1 to 9, please share.
We're still on 59, right?
Yes, ma'am. If no one has anything, anybody have, you want to read through it and just see if you have anything? If not, I'm going to jump on 9. Okay, let's go to 9. Let's go ahead. Someone read that, please. Anybody have it?
Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense.
Anybody have a different, I like that? Go ahead.
It says, oh, my strength, I watch for you. Oh, God, are my fortress, my loving God. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me.
Okay, that's 9 and 10. Good. Okay. Hey, go ahead.
Fine. Oh, my strength, I will watch and give heed to you.
Okay.
And sing praises.
Mm-hmm.
For God is my defense, my protector, and high tower.
Hallelujah.
That's just 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? The New King James says, I will wait for you. Mm-hmm. You owe you his strength, for my God is my defense. There's a bunch of stuff in verse 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The thing that really, I really am intrigued by that word wait. Some of your version said watch, okay? But that word wait is, okay, I just took the word wait in, you know, in the Old Testament primarily. I came up with 3 different words for that word, and there's maybe more. I just came up with 3, and we'll talk about 3 of those words for wait, because I, you know, you always think the word wait, a little 4-letter word, you know, wait, W-A-I-T, that mm-hmm. that it's, you know, it's not going to have 3 or more mm-hmm. Hebrew words associated with that 4 little tiny word, mm-hmm. you know? But I found 3, and they're really interesting. Mm-hmm. So let's talk a little bit about it. The word wait in... If we stick with Psalms 59, the word wait is H8104 in Hebrew. This word occurs 468 times. 468 times. Okay, and it's the common one, of course, with it appearing that many times, and that is... the word shamar, and it's to keep, to observe, to watch, which is some of the versions we read, it says to watch, to honor, to worship as God. And another thing that popped up was to abstain oneself. So what are we abstaining from when we're waiting on the Lord? The flesh, because our flesh doesn't want to wait.
That's true.
Our flesh does not wait very well. Just go to a restaurant and have your server not get there in the next 15 minutes, and I guarantee, if you're like me, you'll be up looking for a manager, because we don't wait very well. So, you know, that's what you're abstaining from. Your flesh says, how dare them make us wait for our order to go in, you know? And that's all self.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all me, 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 me. It's all about me. It's all about me. It's all about me. And it's not about you.
Lord help us.
It's the Lord working that patience in us while we wait.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So anyway, so that word occurs 8104, Shamar, and that occurs 468 times. Then the Lord took me to Psalm 62, if you want to just turn to that quickly, and we'll... I just really couldn't That's believe good. All this stuff with weight. You know, Brenda?
Oh, yes.
Just, it was unreal. I mean, I've studied into this word. You know, those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, you know, and that's probably the only one I ever really studied into that word wait, because it's such a popular scripture. Okay, so let's, someone want to read Psalm 62, only verse 1 and 2, that's all. Go ahead, Brenda.
For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation, my defense and my fortress. I shall not be greatly moved.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. So good. If you can't shout after singing, that's a psalm. We could sing that, couldn't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, that's just, man. But it just, you take verse 9 and it's parallels verse 9. It's just exactly like verse 9 as far as what it's talking about. It's talking about waiting. It's talking about, God is my defense and strength and, of course, salvation. But anyway, anybody else have another one on that? Anybody have, like, Message or NLT or something like that? You have NIV. You want to read yours and then maybe give time for Debbie to look up something? Different.
My soul finds rest in God alone. My salvation comes from him. He alone is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken.
Yeah, that's good. Do you have anything else?
American Standard pretty much reads the same. Okay. My soul waiteth in silence for God only. From him cometh my salvation. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my high tower. I shall not be greatly moved.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Well, that word waits in silence. You know, in the first scripture, you, of course, it comes to mind when you hear that. Anybody got it? The silence part, waiting in silence.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go before we get to that. Let's go to the word wait in this scripture. Okay, it's Dumaya, and it is 1747. So, I mean, it's not even, sometimes when you do your strong search, the one right underneath it is just another derivative of the same word. This isn't even close, okay? Mm-hmm. So this is it's a similar definition, but it's a whole new definition. Mm-hmm. It's only in the Bible 4 times. That's it. The other one was, 400 and something? Mm-hmm.
468.
468. Mm-hmm. This is only in the Bible 4 times.
Oh, goodness.
Okay? All right. Dumaya means silence, still. Remember the scripture we said, be still and know
that I am God.
Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. So it means silence, still, repose. And I like this one. Still waiting.
Yes.
Still waiting. When I read that, I just had to laugh. I said, okay, yes. Lord, yes. I'm still waiting, Lord. Lord, remember that prayer I prayed 10 years ago? I'm still waiting.
It's like God told me he had somebody for me once in my 20s. Uh-huh. And then in 2006, he says, I still got somebody for you. And I said, I'm still waiting.
Yep.
Yes.
Dumaya is your word for the day.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, that's good, because that definitely illustrates this word.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't know about that.
And you know what? This is the exciting part, because it takes it to the next step and the next definition. It's confidence placed in God.
Yes.
Is that still in the Duma?
Yeah. Duma Yah?
Yeah.
It's Strong 1747. Confidence placed in God. Now, when you're waiting and you have confidence placed in God, mm-hmm. it's not a torturous thing, is it?
No. Mm-hmm.
You're not being tortured by the wait, because you have confidence mm-hmm. that the Lord is in control, not you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and that He's going to see this thing through. Confidence placed in God. I like this next one too. Silent expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we're not silent in our expectation, are we? Oh Lord. Oh my God. Why so long do I have to wait? You know?
Yes.
It's very vocal expectation. It's not silent. And this is the best of all. Praise.
Yes.
That's actually in there as a definition of wait.
Mm-mm.
Praise. Because He knows if you're praising Him, you have confidence placed in Him. Because no matter what your situation is, if you can praise Him, you're saying, hey, Lord, you're in control.
Yes, and I got hope.
I got hope.
I'm
got
expecting.
Joy of the Lord's my strength.
I'm expecting.
Yep, I'm expecting you to show up, Lord. Whenever you show up is the perfect time. You know, so I'm going to step out of the way, and I'm just going to praise you. And I know that you're going to deliver.
Yes.
If you really break it down to the root, it's interesting, because it says the root. Prime root is to cease. Mm-hmm. Mm. Cause to cease. To cut off, to destroy, and perish. Now I was thinking, wow, that's to wait? Well, what happens if you're doing the first part of that word, okay? You're silent, you're still, be still, know that I am God. You're still waiting. Your confidence is placed in Him. Silent expectation. You're praising Him. Guess what happens? The flesh causes to cease. The flesh gets moved out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm.
Okay? The flesh gets cut off.
Mm-hmm.
The flesh actually gets eventually destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
And it perishes.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful.
It goes. Then all that's left is God.
Ah, yes.
That's beautiful.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
There's a little commentary.
Yeah.
It's the New English translation. And for that little phrase of, for God alone I patiently wait, it says, Hebrew, thought it was all Hebrew, only for God is there silence to my soul. So it's like, you know, when you're in trouble, you got problems.
Mm-hmm.
Your will and your intellect and your emotions are clamoring, you know? And the only place to get silence for all of that and peace for all of that is God.
Yeah, within.
Yeah.
You go to the God within.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. Very good. Okay, so 2 Corinthians 4:16. That word perish, just, you know, because you see perish a lot in the Bible, meaning a lot of different things. But 2 Corinthians 4:16 says, for which cause we faint not. So if we're doing all those things, that waiting on the Lord and having the confidence in Him and all that, we faint not. It doesn't bother us. we have that perspective where we see, we're up there in the high places with God, and we're going to talk about that here in a little bit. And when you're up there in the high places with God, you're looking down at your problems, they're small. Those mountains now are molehills or even anthills. You know, it just depends on your perspective and from what perspective are you looking at this? But anyway,
can I read that?
Yes, please.
It says, therefore, we do not become discouraged, utterly spiritless, exhausted, and wearied out through fear, though our outer man is progressively decaying and wasting away.
There we go.
Yet our inner self is being progressively renewed day after day.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes.
Woo! There it is. That's it right there. That's that word wait in a scripture right there. Anybody else have another version of that? I like that verse. That was Amplified, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, that is excellent.
What was it? 4,
16? 2 Corinthians 4:16.
Okay. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary problems are achieving for us an eternal glory, for that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
There you go. That's that perspective. Yep. Where's your perspective? Where are you looking at life and things in your life? From God's perspective or from the earthly perspective? Man, you know, flesh, all those things that we want to get rid of.
Yes.
Yeah, we faint not. Why do we faint not? Because of confidence in God. But through our outward man, it perishes.
Yes.
Okay? So there's that word waiting, the root word perish. Colossians 2, 22, 23. Colossians 2, 22, 23. Yeah, that...
Another description of weight is strongest, to mingle or entwine.
Well, I'm getting there. Yes, sir, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Lonnie. Yes, sirree.
Colossians what?
Anyway, let's just read it for the heck of it. Go ahead.
Colossians
2, 20, 23.
2023.
We're talking about that inward man perishing. We're talking about that destruction of the inward man.
I can read it.
Go ahead.
Since you died with Christ to the basic principles of the world, why as though you still belong to it? Do you submit to its rules? Do not handle. Do not taste, do not touch. These are all destined to perish with use because they are based on human commands and teachings. Such regulations indeed have an appearance of wisdom with their self-imposed worship, their false humility, and their harsh treatment of the body, but they lack any value in restraining sensual indulgence.
What translation is that?
NIV.
NIV.
So you see, basically, even in the church, I mean, the old man can creep up anywhere. It doesn't matter, you know. But the good news is this. It's perishing.
Yes.
It's going away.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. This is Psalms 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him.
Lord.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a bad thing to wait. Now we're getting to Lonnie's part, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And that is, there's three definitions that I picked up on the word wait, just in the Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
There's maybe more. I just picked these three. And the word wait that Lonnie's talking about is 2342 in the Strong's. It's hul. So, I mean, all three of these are not even close. Mm-hmm. There's not even any similarities in the actual Hebrew word. Mm-hmm. But it's the same English word, wait, just like agape in Greek is, you know, love your fellow man, you know, physical love and godly love. But it's still what the word love. Mm-hmm. So anyway, back to what Lonnie brought up, to twist, to whirl, to dance. And then, you know, a lot of these words have, you know, like more of a positive connotation, and then some have a negative. So the whole thing is that, you know, if you're not waiting, expecting on the Lord, like we said earlier, guess what? This is what you get. Writhe, fear, tremble, travail, be in anguish, be pained. Not good. Not good. You want to, you know, that three-cord rope is hard to break. You want to twist yourself in with the Lord, and then you'll dance.
Entwined by twisting.
Huh?
Mingle and twine by twisting.
Yep. 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 The, you know, the higher we are in the Lord, the smaller our problems seem.
Yes.
You know, in Proverbs 18:10, we sing it out there in the sanctuary, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into, and they are saved.
You said that's Proverbs what?
Proverbs 18:10. Right. Now that word safe is the same word as the twisting, as the dancing, as the whirl, as the, you know, all that. It's the same word. Mm. The word safe. Even makes us want to wait more patiently, doesn't it? Knowing that, that we have this strong tower that we can run into if we are just patient and wait on the Lord. Psalms 148:13, same word. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. So it means excellent, you know, in the Lord. Same word. And then last is, our, of course, one of our favorites, 91, Psalms 91, 14. It says, because he hath set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. And we talked about that word deliver last week. That's a powerful word. I will set him on high. We talked about being up on high because he hath known my name. That's what we can have if we set our love upon him.
Yes.
You know, humble yourself in the sight of the Lord. And who's going to lift you up?
He is.
He will. Okay. That's verse 9. Anybody else have anything on verse 9? Okay. Let's see, I thought I did a study on the word defense here. I think I did. Let me check here.
There was a general in the Second World War that made his men to recite the 91st Psalm every day.
Mm-hmm.
And they were in four or five major battles. And he was in, they were in combat for over 2 years, and he never lost a man.
Wow. What war was that?
Second World War.
Wow. That's amazing.
I used to know the general's name. I forgot it now. But
I went back to that word deliver, and it's to be set on high, to be safely set on high, to be exalted of God. I did on the fence, but that's okay. Anybody want to read 10? Or if, yeah, we can read 10. Anybody want to read 10? We can. Psalms 59.
Oh.
The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies.
Okay. I did on defense. Let me go back real quick. It's the refuge of God. Right where on 9 where it says, for God is my defense. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's refuge of God, a rock affording shelter. Now how does a rock, if it's not Jesus Christ, how does a rock afford you shelter? Mm-hmm. And Jesus hadn't walked the earth when this scripture was penned. Defense also means security. Oh, I like this one. To be too high for capture. To be too high for, in other words, if you're there, your mind isn't gonna mess with you, which is our biggest enemy.
yes.
You know, and
yes.
if God is our defense, that means he's got us so high up there that nothing can capture our thoughts but him. Mm-hmm. He is everything to us, and we don't wrestle with anything, really. Mm-hmm. We just basically fellowship and commune with the Lord. Mm-hmm. Also means be safely set on high, and to be exalted of God. So, okay, anybody have anything out of 10? The only thing I have is the word mercy, which means, of course, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, desire, and zeal. But it also means to be ardent.
Yeah, this translation, the New English one, says, the God who loves me will help me. God will enable me to triumph over my enemies.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Yeah, that word ardent, I looked it up, says expressive of or characterized by intense feeling, passionate, mm-hmm. fervent. That's how God feels about us. He is so passionate about us that he basically is God, our God of mercy. Mm-hmm. And if he's our God of mercy, then, you know, like it says, what do we have to fear? What do we have to be concerned about? What do we have to sit there and agonize over anything that we agonize over? If we just get up in that high place, we won't agonize over that stuff. The New Living Translation says, in his unfailing love, my God will stand with me. Mm-hmm. He will let me look down in triumph over my enemies. Mm-hmm. And another thing, Lonnie, the word enemy means to twist, to twine like a rope, going in a circle. So if you're gonna sit there and focus on your enemies, meaning in most cases, the enemies between our ears that come those fiery darts that we have to hold that shield of faith up to quench, we're gonna just be all tied up in knots. Anybody have anything to say? If not, we'll go to 11, moving right along. Do not slay them, lest my people forget. Scatter them by your power and bring them down. O Lord, our shield, for the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride, and for the cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath, consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God rules in Jacob. To the ends of the earth, Selah. Mm-hmm. That word consume means finish, be complete, and accomplish. So when that hay, wood, and stubble is consumed by the consuming fire of the Lord, we become complete. We become the finished piece of artwork that the Lord has shaped and molded. And we've accomplished, he has completed that which he, that good work that he started, he's completed.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He's completed. Mm-hmm. It is finished.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I love this where it says, and let them know that God rules in Jacob. Well, we know he rules in Israel, right? Mm-hmm. We know he rules in the spirit realm. Mm-hmm. But he also rules in Jacob, which is the heel catcher, the supplanter, the deceiver. You know, he rules in
everything.
Yeah. It's all his.
Yes.
He created it all, and he rules over it all.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Praise the Lord.
That's very true. Mm.
Any comments? Mm-hmm. Y'all being quiet all of a sudden.
No, it's good.
It's good.
Taking it on.
Yes. We're taking it in.
Taking it to heart.
Taking it to heart.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Any other versions of that before we go to 14? See, I told you we were going to try to get this done.
This is about the same thing what you said, what you just read.
Okay. Well, anybody want to read 11?
I'll read it.
Okay.
But do not kill them, O Lord our shield, or my people will forget, and your might make them wander about and bring them down.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I read?
Yeah, you read 12.
Okay, sorry, Dave. Okay. 14.
They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city.
Keep going.
They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. But I will sing of your strength in the morning. I will sing of your love. For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. O my strength, I sing praise to you. You, O God, are my fortress, my loving God.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What a way to end all that garbage in the middle.
Yes.
I want to hear some other versions on that, especially towards the end there when it's starting.
16 and 17.
Yeah, wherever you want to go with, wherever you feel led, but just let's just praise the Lord a little bit with his word here, okay?
Yes.
But I will sing of your mighty strength and power. Yes, I will sing aloud of your mercy and loving kindness in the morning. For you have been to me a defense, a fortress, and a high tower, and a refuge in the day of my distress. Unto you, O my strength, I will sing praises. For God is my defense, my fortress, and high tower. The God who shows me mercy and steadfast love.
Yes, yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Praise God.
Isn't it amazing how some of those words we were taking out and how he just so beautifully puts it all together at the end. It's like he had an epiphany.
Yes.
And it's like, whoa, Lord, I see it now.
Praise God.
It's all about you. It's not about my enemies. It's all about you.
Yes.
It's not about me.
Yes.
And he just put it all together so beautifully. And I just, you know, it says from 11 to the end, it says God sends help and makes David safe.
Yes.
I mean, isn't that what we want?
Yes.
You know, verses 1 to 10, David's in danger and asks for God's help. But you know what? He was never in danger.
Mm-hmm.
God had a plan for his life.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, If 10 of them would have had bow and arrows standing point blank range, those arrows would have gone the other direction.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't finished with David.
Right.
He had a plan before the foundations of the world for David to do what David did as you continue reading on through. He has a plan for you. The same exact thing.
Yes.
It's a plan for you. And it's specific to you. You are unique to him and have a specific plan for your life.
Yes.
And you, nothing's going to happen to you one day before.
Or one day after.
Or one day after. In his timing.
Yes, Lord.
All things come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
All things come to pass.
Yes.
You know, yes, if we allow him to be our strength, if we allow him to be our defense, if we that's our choice.
Yeah.
We can choose to be in the mullet grubs and feel sorry for ourselves and throw a pity party, or we can rise above it all and get up in his space, in his atmosphere, or whatever you want to call it, and start looking at things differently. And that's what David did. He said, okay, I got it, Lord. I really got it. And that doesn't mean that there's not going to be dark. You know, we've talked many times about, geez, I thought that was taken care of. And it just reared its ugly head again. But you know what? Each time it's easier to put it away. It just seems to be. If that's your choice, if that's your heart's desire. But, it's, when I looked at this, you know, this Psalms 59, when I first started, I went, oh my God. I mean, you start reading about smash your enemies, Lord, you know, do it slowly, you know.
Make them suffer,
you know.
I guess.
This has to be you, because I'm getting nothing. I've read it 10 times and got nothing.
Look what he's brought forth through you, though.
Yes.
As you started just,
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yes.
It's really humbling.
Yes. You've done beautifully.
It really is, you know? I mean, how you know that it wasn't you.
Yes.
Searched it out.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, it's really, we serve a wonderful, wonderful
mighty
God, and I'm just so thankful that he loved me first, you know, and it was so easy to love him back.
Yes. And he's so patient with us.
He is.
He's so patient with us.
And it's so beautiful to think that the greatest enemy we read about enemies is our flesh, our mind, but knowing it's already been subdued, but God is bringing a reality in our lives. I tell you, beautiful. This process progressively become, you know, the reality. Yes.
We don't need to war against it. The battle belongs to the Lord. It's not ours, Betty. It's not ours. Let him fight our battles.
Yes.
What's that song we sang? Victory, victory, now is mine. How's that go, Debbie? Victory, victory, now is mine. Let me hold my peace. How's that?
Let the Lord fight my battles.
Let the Lord fight my battles.
Victory, oh, victory,
victory,
now is
mine. Victory, now is now. Victory, victory, now. Not tomorrow. Not next week.
Present now.
Present now. Victory is ours. We need to walk in it. We need to get that highly place with the Lord where it's just he and he and you, you know. And it says that he will take you to that place. He will take you there where it's just you and him. You know, it kind of reminds me of some of these little kids' books, you know, that you read when you're little kids where everything was just so peaceful and nice and whatever. And it's not a fantasy world. It's a reality. It's a place that you can dwell.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Us and him, he and us.
Yes, Father.
Okay. Please, anybody have any? We have time. That's all I've got for today since Psalms 59 is finally over. But anybody have anything they want to say?
When he gets to 119.
Yeah. That we'll let Oscar take that.
Father, we thank you this morning for reminding us that you are our source for everything.
Yes.
And you is our peace and our refuge and our help in time of trouble.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, give us the patience to wait on you, Lord.
Yes.
Not jump in, but let us understand, Father, that it's all in your hands.
Yes, Lord.
And that you will bring it to your conclusion, Lord Jesus, which is good for us.
Hallelujah.
Father, we praise you for this day. We thank you for the service to follow, Lord. And we just are so glad to be here.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.